Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg, co-host Green Diva Lisa, and sidekick Green Dude Paul share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Woohoo! Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Gosh, I'm like so not prepared.
Well, happy holiday weekend for everybody.
Yeah.
Spring has sprung.
Thank you. I didn't say thank you to our audience, our happy audience, right?
And the crowd goes wild.
That throws everybody off.
When I'm more, yes.
Right,
yes.
When I don't
we
say
need,
thank
we
you?
We need your thank you very much to get
thank
us
you.
Started.
Thank you very much.
That's
my little Elvis?
Exactly.
My little green Elvis?
Megan Elvis in the house.
Wait a minute. It's like Green Elvis Diva. How about that?
Green Elvis. That would be an interesting concept.
Green Diva Elvis.
Could be the Green Elvis.
Oh, lucky me.
We have a full house today. You're on the listening to whatever.
Who are you?
Who the heck am I? I'm Green Diva Meg.
And I'm Green Diva Lisa.
And I'm Green Dude Paul.
Also known as Green Elvis. And we have Megan. We have another Green Diva Megan here.
We got a backup Megan.
Good morning.
We got two Megans in
Megan
the house.
Megan Van Dyke from the grassroots section of the Daily Record.
Woo-hoo. Good morning, Meg. Welcome along. And we have Silent Jessie.
She's waving, just so everybody knows. Hi. Anyway, so we have lots of fun. Let me see what we got going on.
Busy weekend for everybody, obviously. The holidays aligned. And
yeah, I think we got into talking about that, and I lost complete track of time. And if Paul wasn't, like, putting on his headphones.
We hadn't resurrected her, yeah.
You know, I think I just would have kept jammering on about, let's do brunch.
Well, the good news is for me as a non-gluten eater is that I love all of the Passover options in the grocery stores now. There's lots of things I can't get the rest of the year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, I walked into King's and there was just a whole section of stuff you never see during the rest of the year. So I was very excited.
Wow, Grassroots Megan has the coolest reusable bottle I've ever seen.
Well, let's see.
It's happening.
Oh, that is. It's
wow.
Stainless steel, but shaped like a milk bottle or something,
it's
right?
It's got kind of a metallic. It must come across really nice over the radio.
It's a swell bottle.
A swell
bottle. Swell bottle, yeah.
Nice. It's swell.
Keeps cold things cold, hot things hot, and money goes to help build wells.
Oh,
that is swell.
Really?
How do it know?
Man, she's good.
She's raising the bar.
For those listeners, the slogan for the original thermos bottle was, how do it know?
Really?
Keeps it hot, keeps it cold. How do it know?
You're kidding. How would you know that?
I'm old.
She's older than us.
I'm the oldest one in the room.
I'm sorry. Did I just snort on the radio? That's good. Yeah.
First time I've heard that on the air.
We're having fun. Well, yes. You know what? I've got like sinuses or something this week. Is it a little allergies?
There's a lot
they said
of
the
stuff
trees
in the
are
air.
Really bad. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to blame that on snorting on that. Megan is going to talk to us a little bit today about what's going on in Grassroots later in our Getting Local segment. We talk a little bit about CSAs.
Great section, as always this week. Love it.
I know.
And as we get more involved in the agricultural community, it's really cool to see all the names you recognize and can put faces to this. It's very, very cool.
Well, it's a good time of year. Everything's sort of waking up, right?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Well, I always think of it always feels like New Year's to me when spring happens. Of course, my birthday's on the first day of spring, so that might have something to do with it. But I just always love the newness of it all.
I never thought of that.
Uh-huh.
You're a spring baby.
I am.
Spring. And then we have a special, we haven't been doing our Green Diva correspondent reports so much, but we're going to talk to Becky Streepy this week.
She's our crafty, eco-crafty lady. She's got all kinds of great ideas of things you can make.
She is, and she's so fun and cute.
We love her.
Yeah. I think she's down in Atlanta, right?
Orlando.
What? Oh,
Orlando.
She's visiting Orlando right now.
Right.
Yeah,
she's on holiday.
Can't keep up with these people, I'm telling you.
I know.
Everybody keeps moving around except for me. I like it right here.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you. And then, as if that's not enough fun, we're going to be talking to Susan Hunt Stevens, the founder and CEO of Practically Green. Have you all checked them out yet?
I have. I've been on the site. It's very interesting. It helps you. It teaches you things that you can do to live a little more sustainably, and it challenges you to maybe even compete with family members and friends, and it's fun.
It's a pretty low-stress way with, and it breaks it down into really, really simple things to do, whether it's just changing your toothpaste to something healthier without a lot of junk in it, or...
Or up to insulating your walls.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, right. Buying a car that gets up to 37 miles an hour.
Yeah. Use your old toothpaste to insulate your walls.
That was actually funny, Paul.
I'm
keep
trying.
It up. Keep it up, Paul.
You can use toothpaste to patch holes in the wall.
Yeah, you can, actually.
That's what people use it for.
Well, in apartments, yeah, you can't really.
Yeah, but I used that stripe stuff, and it didn't work as well.
What's that little blue streak on the wall? That's pretty funny. Oh, man. All right, so let's see. What else?
But seriously now.
Oh, but seriously, we are giving away, finally. Okay,
ta-da!
It's been months in the making. We are giving away G2 Organics goodies.
Wow.
All those folks, and there were quite a few who went onto our website.
Thousands.
And mentioned G2 Organics. We have a basket here, and Silent Jesse will be picking. And we have our, you know, Meg's our monitor. Make sure that we're
We have the media here.
I had so much fun looking at the list because it showed me some of my friends from all over that have been. I have friends in Canada and Austin and different places that have been listening. And
well, none of them better win, or we're going to have to question the authenticity.
I know, right?
Are we pulling it out of an Easter basket just to be themed?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Well, we can pretend anyway.
Okay.
Because it's a basket. And
it's radio.
That's right. They'll never know.
Don't you love that?
We can rustle in the plastic grass.
It's sort of like you could really do this radio show in your pajamas and, you know, and act like you're all dressed to the nines.
It's been done.
Glad I missed that one.
Yeah, yeah. We don't do it with the dudes in the studio. Anyway, so what else is going on?
You know, I, as the holiday, Easter holiday is here, I looked up a way to do Easter eggs, naturally coloring Easter eggs.
Cool.
And it's you can Google it. It's really fun. There, if you want to do gold, you can use a handful of onion skins that you boil. If you want yellow, you use a couple tablespoons of turmeric, which I say wrong almost every time, or a handful of carrot tops. If you want green, you can do spinach leaves or colt's foot, which I'm not exactly sure what that is. Blue, if you use chopped red cabbage.
Really?
And
I was
for
going
pink
for blueberries.
Yeah, I was thinking blueberries too.
Like my fingers get.
For pink, they recommend beets or beet juice.
Yeah.
And for purple is when you use blueberries. You can use grape juice or blueberries. And if you want brown, a couple of lists that I looked at said for brown color, you can use coffee. I'm thinking, if you want brown eggs, just buy them. Buy them brown. I don't get dyeing
right?
Easter eggs brown. But anyway.
Makes me hungry. I'd be eating the eggshells.
I know,
I wouldn't
right?
care what color they are.
So, you know, a lot of these ingredients you put in boiling water or hot water and then dip your eggs in and go au naturel. And the colors are really pretty, actually. I've seen them.
Some of the farmers we work with, actually, they have naturally occurring variety of colors from different species of chickens and things, and really cool.
I have a friend in Austin who has a lot of chickens, and she has all the different chickens that do the different colored eggs. And when she gives me a dozen eggs, she gradiates the color in the box. It's so beautiful.
It's like Easter year-round.
Little rainbow Easter eggs.
They're so pretty. Of course, she's named all her chickens. She's really into I can't wait to have chickens again someday.
Yeah, I've got chicken envy. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think part of me wants to move to the country just because I want chickens. And we don't even eat eggs anymore. I just like chickens. That's really sad.
Some of them are just incredibly beautiful.
Oh, how about those little fuzzy ones with the fuzzy legs?
The white puffy ones. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you'll make lots of friends in the country if you can give eggs away from your chickens if you're not eating them.
All right. Well,
I have to give equal opportunity to the Easter bunny here. We're talking Easter chicken.
I know.
Fiver and Thumper.
Well, speaking of friends, segue, we've got Becky Streepy on the phone.
All right.
I bet she's got some cool things to do for Easter. Hey, Becky.
Hi.
So glad you could call us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
I don't know if you could hear us. We were just talking about natural ideas for dyeing Easter eggs.
Oh, very fun.
But we figured you probably have all kinds of fun and interesting crafty things to do, not only for this weekend, but...
For spring.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, nothing says springtime like getting out in the garden. The weather's so pretty, and it's so nice to get out there and kind of, you know, get dirty and plant some food. And there's all kinds of fun, upcycled things you can do out in the garden.
So what are your favorite things to plant in the garden?
I mean, I just like to plant anything that's going to grow me some food.
Yeah, it is all about the food. And I want to just let people know that Becky writes and manages a couple of blogs, one being Eat, Drink, Better, while we're on the food subject, but also Glue and Glitter. Is it glueandglitter.com?
It is, yep.
EatDrinkBetter.com, FeelGoodStyle.com, and I'm probably missing something else,
sounds
right?
Like she lives on the web.
She is amazing. But, you know, but every time I see her posting, she's about playing outside or cooking. She manages to get out, too.
The joys of Wi-Fi.
Absolutely.
So are you on holiday in Orlando right now?
I am. We're visiting my in-laws for Easter. It is a full house over here.
Well, what kinds of things are you planning for the kids and the family this Easter?
What are we doing? Well, they're doing an egg hunt at the church, and we're going to dye some eggs tonight with for them to find in the yard tomorrow.
Well, you'll have to check out on our website, thegreendivas.com, I've put a list of these ways of dyeing eggs, and you can maybe find some tips on how to dye them naturally.
Oh, very cool. On Crafting a Green World, one of our writers shared a tutorial for how to do tie-dyed Easter eggs. I think you use neckties, and you can get, you wet them, and the dye will leach.
I saw that. Oh, my God. I was so excited. I was going to go into Wayne's closet and rip off some of his old ties that are stained, and you can't do anything with them anyway, right?
Exactly.
Isn't that interesting? And where did you see that?
That's on another site that I work on, craftingagreenworld.com.
Okay, we're going to post that and so that our listeners can tune in later.
I have it on my Pinterest.
Very cool.
Good old
Pinterest. She's such a name dropper.
Yeah. I just finally accepted an invitation. I don't know how to do all this stuff. I'm so impressed with you guys.
You young folks is what she
all
meant.
Your time away.
I know. I mean, just looking at it, but now I'm on it. Oh, yay, yay.
I think it's great for folks, especially like Becky, who are so crafty and creative, because there's so many great visual ways. It's better for me to learn by looking, and there's a lot of very crafty ideas there, and people give you visual of how to.
Oh, it's so visual. It's overwhelming, but it's exciting at the same time. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great place to find inspiration.
Are you going to make any tie-dye
eggs.
Eggs.
I don't think that we're going to get a chance to this year, but maybe next year.
I'm going to try it.
I'm going to have to put it on the calendar ahead of time.
Can you take the tie off before you do that? I want to make sure I get this right.
I think that's recommended. Okay. But really
and there's your man hanging over a bowl. Is it done yet?
I got to get to work.
Paul, when was the last time you wore a tie?
Oh, you'd be surprised. Whenever I go to ask for money. They tell you that you're supposed to dress as if you don't need the money.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So are you cooking this holiday season?
Yeah, I am. I always do a couple of vegan dishes for Easter lunch. And I think this year we're going to do a big veggie roast. My husband is actually at the farmer's market right now picking stuff up.
It's not fun to make fun of vegetables. Well, not that kind of roast. I'm sorry.
You are a jokester today, man.
I'm sorry.
That's great. Well, today we're going to be talking about local farmer's markets and CSAs and all of that. Do you belong to a CSA or have a farmer's market near where you live?
I'm the blogger for a CSA here in Atlanta. It's called Vegetable Husband.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's pretty awesome. The woman, Margie, who runs it, works with, instead of doing a farm share with just one farm, she works with like a handful of local farmers. And that way we end up getting food all year round because, you know, they're all planting at different times, and some of them have greenhouses and hoop houses. So it's a great way to eat local all year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I like the name, Vegetable Husband.
I do too.
Right?
Me too.
Cute?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the green dude going on. Well, we have to go to a break. I'm so glad you called in. We miss you, Becky. And people can go to your websites, and I'll list them all on our website,
which is thegreendivas.com.
Right. Or you can find her on Facebook, on all these various things, and we'll let you know how to find Becky because she's got a lot going on.
Well, enjoy the rest of your holiday, Becky.
Thank you, and thanks so much for having me.
All right.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
All right, people, stay tuned. We've got lots more.
What's with the slingshot? I haven't seen a slingshot since I was about 10.
Oh, I've been launching seed bombs in the ugly gray spots in my neighborhood. Can't wait to see what sprouts.
Come again?
A creative company called Greenaid makes these clay balls that are regionally, you know, specific seeds and offers them by internet and even vending machines around the country.
That is so cool. Can I borrow this? I want to shoot some bombs in my neighborhood.
Find out more about seed bombs at greenaid.co.
Hi, this is Fran Drescher, and remember, a cancer answer is cancer schmancer. And you're listening to the Green Divas.
Now, more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Paul.
All right, welcome back.
We always chuckle at that spot.
I know. You've been listening
really
to Fran Drescher, right?
Taps into her inner Woody Woodpecker there.
Well, I don't do it justice. She's great. And
she was great in her program. That all the stuff that she's promoting is really awesome stuff.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
In her program, or do you mean
the Cancer Schmanza and the... What's the other?
The Cancer Answer?
The Cancer Answers is what she's doing
I'm
now.
I'm trying to do it in my best.
The Cancer Answers. It's just really great stuff and very holistic.
It is. Hey, guess what it's time for?
Getting local with the Green Divas, wherever you are. Join the conversation brought to you by the Daily Record's grassroots editors and, of course, the Green Divas Radio Show.
All right. So this week, we're lucky enough to have Megan live with us. She's not cleaning up the trails.
Yeah, that was great calling last week.
That was fun. I was a little jealous. Like, I love Patriots Path, and there were some cute pictures of you all doing good.
It was fun to be there.
Yeah. Anyways.
You just give and give and give, don't you?
You gotta.
Absolutely.
You get back when you give so much.
Well, so this week, you were busy editing and preparing and for the section that was really dedicated a lot to CSAs.
A guide to CSAs, co-ops. Mm-hmm. Difference being that CSAs is community-supported agriculture.
Right.
So you buy shares from farms and you get to pick up produce throughout the growing season. A co-op is a little bit different. You get to, usually they source from different places.
Right.
So,
are there any storefront co-ops in Morris County? Does anybody know?
I've never heard
I've
of
never
them.
Found one.
Yeah, not that I know. I've heard of folks talking about either shifting the model, traditional model of retail more towards that and groups of folks interested in doing it until they figure out how much work it takes.
I've had a fantasy of I used to run a co-op out of my garage in the early 90s. No, here. I used to run a storefront co-op up in the Berkshires in the 80s.
I used to do that in Wilmington, Delaware back
in
the 80s.
Well, you were the one that started it.
And I belonged to one in Chicago. The Rainbow Grocery was a famous back in the 70s.
It was such a community center. And that's why I say, I think I'm putting it out there right now. We need to think about getting one of these in our area. And many areas do have them. I mean, we have a local co-op out of a woman's garage, not mine right now, up in Booton Township. And it's lovely, and they're amazing, but I kind of miss that storefront thing.
So what were some of the new discoveries for you, Megan? What did you learn that you hadn't?
Well, there are Allstead Farms in Chester Township is adding eggs to their CSA.
Nice.
And another new thing was milk bottles. So you get a glass milk bottle that you return.
Wow. Just
really?
Like the old days.
Just like the old, except it's not delivered to your door.
Right.
And you got to pick it up with your share or whatever, however you get it.
Well, the
right?
Allstead success, I think, is an indication of just the increase in demand. I mean, this is only, I think, their second year for their CSA.
Well, they're a very diversified farm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they have dairy going on. They have chickens and they've got cows, apparently, if they've got milk. Or are they bringing the milk in from some local?
I think we're talking about number of different sources.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Allstedt, I think, is upwards of 700 members in only their second year of doing CSAs. I mean, they are what many of us would consider a huge farm when you look at it and experience it. But in the realm of, you know, commercial farming, it's a big small farm.
But there's even smaller CSAs. Mm-hmm. There's a 40 share CSA in Mendham that I just joined, and I still can't wait to get my first share.
Yeah,
called
yeah.
Ralston Farms.
Yes,
which is run by a 25-year-old farm food entrepreneur.
That's great.
We'll say.
Well, I think it's so exciting because the idea, the concept of a CSA is that you're investing, you know, in a local farmer. And they get what they need in the early part of the growing season when they really need that push, and then you benefit from it for the entire.
And you're sharing the risk. I mean, obviously there's a little bit of risk if you have a bad growing season. Luckily, this year really never ended.
There was a tomato. Yeah, a couple of years ago, I was a member of a co-op that a CSA, and there was a terrible tomato blight, and it really affected quite a few of the different plants, but obviously tomatoes.
So. And I love the idea of the Food Shed Alliance. There's this kind of a hybrid co-op,
CSA. The buying club they have.
Virtual Farmers Market, I think they are rebranding it.
Well, everybody can go to thedailyrecord.com/section/grassroots.
You can just do dailyrecord.com/grassroots.
That's how I do it.
Shortcut for you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I'm looking at the URL here and I'm like, yeah, that's a lot. Why do we have to say section? So go find some great articles this week.
And buy the paper next Thursday.
Buy the paper next Thursday.
I buy many copies every week just to share with friends.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hip to that. So we'll support that. But that wraps up this week's version of...
Learn more about the Daily Record's grassroots section by going to dailyrecord.com and find other Gettin' Local segments and more at thegreendivas.com.
That they had 700 members.
I was getting so wrapped up in the segment that I forgot that... you know, that we had to end it. 5 minutes.
At least we just keep talking.
That's all right. The good news is Meg's still in the studio, so
we can
speak to her expertise.
She can chime in all through the next rest of the hour.
Start Earth Day?
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff going on.
Next, though, we have, drum roll, please. Finally, we are giving away some G2 Organic stuff. Where's our basket? There we go. No. Let Megan pick.
Oh, yeah.
So we know it's legit.
I feel so honored.
Pick a good one. Something you can pronounce.
Okay, the first winner?
The only winner.
Okay,
winner.
Linda Greer.
All right.
Congratulations. Linda.
Well, I hope you're listening, Linda. And if not, we will reach out to you via Facebook and get you... she sent, the G2 Organics folks sent us a big thing of this D2 moisturizer, which is actually made from diamond dust.
Oh, it's got diamond dust in it.
It's so luscious, and it's very detoxifying and very, very gentle. I gently touch my face.
You're such a lady.
Well, I have a very sensitive skin, and my I can't put anything, and that stuff is good for me.
And my favorite is the candle. It's the soy candle that, as it melts, it turns into lotion. So...
Wait for it to cool.
You can, you then use it, melted bit to as lotions, luscious lotion for your body. So it's like repurposing.
Hang on there, dudes. We'll get back to something interesting.
Actually, well, now that you mention it, real quick, I will mention that G2 is coming out with a product for everybody, but it's geared towards men. It's kind of fun, called the Hickey Stick.
Give me a hint.
Yeah.
What does that do?
What does that do?
It's for the 15-year-old and younger crowd.
Well, it's all natural, non-tox, organic cover-up. And it's designed...
How
guys get hickeys and then, you know, they don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah, when they're 12.
I guess. Anyway, it's just...
Don't read into my turtleneck this morning.
Yeah, see? Anyway, I think it's kind of fun. And
it's cute.
It was the vacuum cleaner.
They came up with something fun. It was the vacuum cleaner. That's an image, man. That's an image right there. So there we go. That's our G2 Organics, and we'll be in touch with
that
all
was a long
guys.
Time
Thank
coming.
You all for yeah, ev- that was everybody great. For pitching in, and it's fun because we love our various folks that we collaborate with and do some fun things with.
Right, and once again, it's fun to see the folks that clicked in when I went through the list.
Yeah, right. You didn't realize. See, they're mostly your friends. She's like, oh, look, here's so-and-so.
That was great. So
now let's talk about your post this week.
Well, I did post, we were talking about Megan and I were talking about the sort of the must-haves that we have in our GD kitchen. And I
and
did.
And that's Green Diva Kitchen.
Yeah. To qualify that.
Oh, yeah. I haven't
Gosh
thought of
darn
it that
kitchen.
Way. Gosh darn,
darn
it.
Kitchen.
And so I sort of thought about which are the things that we like and surprisingly healthy ingredients that we feel we have to have on hand all the time that we use in lots of different ways. So I talked about quinoa, which is this pseudo grain.
Is it just me or is there like this sudden boom of quinoa?
I hear quinoa everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got two new quinoa recipe books to review.
Uh-huh.
Not one,
two
but
of them.
Two.
Which is great, because then we can each take one home. And
yeah.
Well, and it's interesting.
They're different.
For people who haven't heard of it, they think, oh, that's some new grain when it's got, you know, thousands of years of history going back to Mayan traditions.
It's and been around.
And it's super nutritious. And
high
it's actually,
protein. And
it's actually considered a pseudo grain. It's got, and it's the seed, although you can use the leaves for cooking as well, but it's the seed that we all use. And I use it. I replace almost every time I would use rice, I can use quinoa. And so that's one of them.
It's quinoa with a Q.
Quinoa.
Turmeric is another super
She
one.
Said it right this time.
You said it.
We need a bell time. Or something in here.
I started using it because of allergies. It's supposed to be really good for allergies. And living in Austin, that's always an allergy-challenging location for lots of people. But it's the main ingredient in curry. It's the thing that makes yellow mustard so very yellow. And it's got all these wonderful nutrients in it.
Yeah, it was kind of amazing. Didn't you say something about turmeric combined with cauliflower has been shown to decrease tumors or something? I don't know. Some kind of, like, wow.
The cauliflower?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Exactly.
It sounds like dinner.
It. Mm-hmm. It is. And I posted a little turmeric tea that Dr. Wheel. Did I say
Andrew
right?
Weil?
Yeah, I was counting. That's twice.
That's twice in a row.
I thought he was Weil.
Weil. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, okay. So I got turmeric right, but now I pronounced Weil right.
Paul was just being nice.
He has a tea that's very medicinal that you can drink, but you can just throw it in lots of things. And I throw a little bit in my morning smoothie. And then another thing I talked about was the coconut oil. And we've done lots of talking and writing about the virtues of coconut oil. And you can read all about that on our site at thegreendivas.com. And cayenne peppers are one of those, you know, on a cellular level, one of those magnificent
superfoods.
Superfoods.
It is.
And I do that. I put a little cayenne in my smoothie as well as coconut oil. And there's lots of ways that you can add it to soups and stews and lots of things. And then the other one is chia seeds.
Mm-hmm. Chia.
Yes.
It's so
arrogant. Everybody
yeah, no,
has to sing
riot.
The song.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
That's all that we remember it for.
Right?
And now
chia pets?
Amazing products out. My favorite's Mama Chia. It's a drink, and the seeds are hydrated, so it's kind of like a tapioca. It's
right.
For younger people, it's like a Jell-O shot. And it's actually getting used by people for
alcohol?
Mixed drinks and things, but it's
there.
Really highly nutritious.
Is there a chia martini yet?
Probably.
We'll have to work on that at our next green drinks. We have green drinks coming up.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Well, so that's what you can do. You can throw your chia seeds on your salads and have them crunchy, or you can put them in a liquid, and they get gelatinous fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. First time I ever had it was a dessert where I make it with coconut juice and pineapple juice.
Well, we discovered that together after one failure, right?
Well, actually, my friend Jennifer in Seattle was the first one to turn me on to the fact that you can make these desserts with it.
No, I know, but we tried the banana pineapple juice, right?
Yes. And
it was good.
It's delicious. And I've now done little cacao and maple syrup and like a hot chocolate mixture only.
Oh, I haven't tried that yet.
Chocolate pudding.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't share that one.
Oops.
It was a single serving. It was a single serving recipe.
That wasn't in the GD test kitchen.
But it's very easy to experiment with, and it's just a wonderful. And once again, I throw some in my smoothie in the morning. And
can I ask what are chia seeds exactly? Like, where do they come from? They're like little poppy seed looking things, right?
Right.
And I know that. I mean, who knew that these little hairy terracotta
chia pets?
Remember that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So funny.
So you can eat that?
Yeah.
The hair?
But the seeds apparently
You can eat the hair.
It's
just sprouts, basically.
Which are actually better, I mean,
Which are better in a different way than the seeds themselves. But, yes, you can actually eat
high in protein, high in omegas. So chia is a
They're very high in omegas. Mm-hmm.
Antioxidants, potassium, calcium, iron. And it is the good omegas in there. It's just a super-duper food.
Little chia seeds.
Right. So those are, and you can read all about these in at length. And
let me guess,
is
that on thegreendivas.com?
Yeah. Thegreendivas.com.
Oh, I said the. No, only one E. Only one E.
Thegreendivas.com. No. THE greendivas.com. Yeah, every week we do, I mean, other than Lisa's post, which is there and you should go find that, but we do also post links and resources to everything we talk about during the show, in theory. If Silent Jesse's paying attention, her little fingers are flying while we're talking.
And she cuts out the crazy stuff we talk about.
Yeah, right. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But then I edit. So anyway, so that was five kind of superfoods you should have in your pantry.
Right. And you can find recipes for how to use these as well.
Yeah, you've did a lot of homework for that one.
Well, it was easy. I use this stuff regularly.
I know. She's like, what image should I use? I said, well, go over there. I have everything you're talking about right there. And we did. We set it up on my little
table. In the studio.
In the GD kitchen.
At HQ.
HQ. Yeah, GDHQ.
Can't keep up with your acronyms. They're just so cryptic.
I know. All right. Well, listen, let's go on another break, and then we'll come back and talk to Susan Hunt Stevens of Practically Green. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
Are you participating in the local CSA? Want to know what the heck a CSA is? Stay tuned.
What's with the slingshot? I haven't seen a slingshot since I was about 10.
Oh, I've been launching seed bombs in the ugly gray spots in my neighborhood. Can't wait to see what sprouts.
Come again?
A creative company called Greenade makes these clay balls that are regionally, specific seeds and offers them by internet and even vending machines around the country.
That is so cool. Can I borrow this? I want to shoot some bombs in my neighborhood.
Find out more about seed bombs at greenade.co.
Community-supported agriculture, commonly known as CSA, is a way for an individual to invest in a local farm by paying for a share of the upcoming season's crops before the bounty is harvested. Typically, as the crops start rolling in, the CSA members get weekly deliveries of whatever has been harvested that particular week. It is a great way to keep it local for sustainable farm, food, and economy. Many CSAs offer a wide variety of fruits and vegetables and even meats, and have shares available for food all year round. To find a CSA in your community, go to localharvest.org.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Have you or someone you care about gone through cancer treatments recently? Chances for survival are better than ever. But to support complete healing, call Dr. Kathy Ostroff, a certified clinical nutritionist helping post-cancer patients bring their bodies back into balance. Her highly individualized programs are based on detailed blood analysis that highlight critical imbalances. Call Dr. Ostroff at 973-822-2529. That's 973-822-2529.
Now, more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Paul.
Hey, welcome back to the Green Divas radio show. Oh, sorry. I'm waiting for me to say, you're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa.
And Green Dude Paul.
And Grassroots Meg.
There you go. GR Meg. You
got and Silent Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. She's waving. So while we're getting Susan on the air, tell us what's coming up. She's ready.
Susan's on the air.
She's on the
air.
That
was short.
I know. Sorry, Paul. You'll be witty banter at the end, pal. Hey, Susan, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. And I don't think I gave you as much of an intro as you deserve. Susan Hunt Stevens is the CEO and founder of Practically Green, which is practically awesome.
No, it's more than practically awesome.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Fully awesome.
Thank you. That's a great intro. I'll take that any day.
Oh, man. So anyway, so glad you could call us, and it's been really fun. I mean, what I really love, Practically Green has this nice, easy way of getting us involved in things, but you and Sarah have really gotten me sucked into, like, Twitter parties and all kinds of wacky, fun things.
Well, we do, you know, we built something to be really useful to people and to make the process of transitioning from sort of everyday conventional living to sustainable living easier and faster and way more fun. But in the process, we found we just love the people we're getting to know through this. And there's lots of other ways to connect with them, whether that's Twitter or Facebook or Pinterest, and to be able to share what we're all learning, because we're all going through this. We're at different stages, and at least I know when I first got started, I found the process kind of overwhelming and complex and sometimes a little lonely, and having a community of people who are making these changes can just make it so much easier.
Well, okay, so let's talk about that, because I think you guys are really, really get this whole collaborative culture thing that seems so different, not just in business, but in community and getting people involved in a fun way. I don't know how to say it, but there is this different culture of collaboration that seems to be growing from the green movement, right?
I think so. I mean, I have to be honest. When I first started making these changes, I think like many people who get started and have to embrace it quickly, it was due to a family illness. And one of the things we've learned is that many people start to embrace a healthier, more sustainable lifestyle when a child, brother, yeah, mother, sister is affected with some form of illness that, you know, you don't know, but you believe may be connected to environmental factors. And in my case, it was my young son who had a severe number of food and environmental allergies when he was a baby back in 05. And what I found first and foremost was that the quantity of things I had to think about was overwhelming. I just had no idea what was in our food and our personal care products and our air and water and all the things I had to do. But then as I started making these changes, I have to be honest, I really felt sometimes that the tone coming out of many people who'd gone before me was judgmental and preachy and not trying to pat you on the back for each step you took, but sort of say, well, that's not enough and it doesn't really matter and you really have to do these things for it to make a difference. And, you know, I look back over 5 years and the cumulative steps are truly impactful. But if you had told me I'd have to do those things overnight, it just wouldn't have happened. And so I think our goal was really to say, you know what, everybody should feel really good when they take that first step. And whether that first step took a week or it took a month or, you know, the step between first number one and number two is a year, you know, you're moving forward. And at the end of the day, that's what matters, is it is an evolution. It is a journey. We all have to find our own path. And we should feel good when we're taking those steps.
You are such a green diva.
I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, right.
Diva, because I'm only token here. I guess green fits too. So cool.
Well, it's sort of our fun, because that's very similar to our message and what we're also trying to share and offer a platform for, is this kind of no guilt, low stress way of entering this lifestyle without banging you over the head with, like, what? You're driving a car still?
Yeah. Right. Well, that's
but what about the
exhaling carbon dioxide? How dare you?
Exactly. Well, that's the double entendre with Practically Green. I'll be honest and say that the company, that was the name when I first got started. I started blogging, and it was the name of my blog, and sort of morphed into the company. But the What I liked about it is it was this whole sense that no one is perfectly green, even the preachiest of the preachy.
Right,
no one is perfectly green. Just by being here, we're not green. And so there is no such thing as perfectly green. But the other thing is that you can, you know, it can be done practically. It can be done in a way that not only fits your life and your self-image and the world that you live, but is impactful. And it just, it can't necessarily be impactful around everything. You know, I will be the first to admit that energy is the bane of my existence and my Achilles heel.
Yeah.
But we've done some amazing work on water and cutting our waste and reducing our exposure to toxins. And as long as I just acknowledge that you can't do it all at once, but if you are trying to take that next step, and last month it was getting the smart strip to work, and this month it's putting rain barrels in, then that, you know, that's good.
Well, I by the way, you have updated the website, and it's very clean and beautiful and easy. And thank you.
Well, that's our goal. It's hard enough to go green. You don't need the website to be complicated, too.
But I joined up, and I was playing and clicking along on all these things. And I always think I'm not, you know, I mean, I'm a green diva, but I still drive a regular car, even though it's, you know, fairly fuel efficient. I don't have solar panels on my house. You know,
yet.
It's a lot of things, right, yet, that sometimes, like you said, you know, you feel like you have your Achilles heel and things that, you know, like I still – I'm going to get yelled at, but every once in a while I still drive to New York instead of take. Yeah, see? I know. I don't always, but sometimes I do for various reasons. And so it's terrible, hideous, and I feel bad. But then I was going through your site and I was feeling pretty good because there's all these little things and, you know, I didn't realize how much they add up. And I'm clicking through going,
really do.
I do use natural shampoo, and I have switched to recycled tissue, and I do this, and I do that, and I compost, and suddenly I'm feeling pretty darn green.
How many points for hosting a great radio show?
I mean,
that should put you over the top.
Yeah, I was going to say, when we start to add in the influence metrics, the fact you have a radio show should be worth a whole lot of points.
There you go.
That's well, I think
green
that's
Diva
one
Megan.
Of the things that folks you know, one of the things to remember about the world of green living is there is no scale. It's not like weight loss or fitness where, right. You know, there's been an established sort of set of guidelines that says what a healthy weight is, or there's an established, you know, miles per hour for what you want to achieve if you're out for a run and things like that. There's just been no scale in green. The closest thing I found, you know, when I started to do this was a carbon calculator, but I liken that to, but when was the last time I stepped on a scale in the morning and wondered what my bones weighed? It's only one part of the equation.
Right.
And so, you know, what we worked really hard to do is to build a proprietary point system that is based on life cycle assessments and science. And so that you can look at different actions and determine their relative impact to each other. And then to build a leveling system that looked at what most, you know, typical middle-income Americans are doing and made that a level kind of three, because the wealthier you are, the more you tend to consume resources. And so, you know, if you start out conventional and wealthy, you are two or one usually. And, and then as you're taking these steps, it moves you through. But a level 10 is not net zero. You know, that is from great for those folks who have been really investing this, and, you know, kudos to them. But we were really inspired, or at least I was inspired when building the system, by more about what the Architecture 2020 guidelines and things like that, where we're saying, you know what, if you could just take what you're doing today and cut your impact by half, you know, so take a typical building and cut the impact by half. If you could take your lifestyle and cut it by half, that would be amazing. And so the typical American Shelton Group does some amazing research on this, has implemented, you know, less than 8 green actions. Well, I'm going to guess that you've implemented dozens. So, you know what? You have made progress. And I just don't think any of us who've been making this effort have ever had a way to sort of say, how am I doing? And so our goal is to provide something, again, fun and a framework, but based on science to just help people understand that question. How am I doing? And when I do something, how does it improve?
I want to explain that your system is really cool and it's simple and works, because there were things that I haven't done yet. And it gives me a mechanism to kind of say I'm planning to do that and set goals.
Mm. Yes, that's a huge part of behavior is goal setting.
Yeah,
if you don't set goals, it doesn't mean you don't accomplish things. It's you don't always accomplish them as fast. You don't, you know, I think whether, you know, it's speaking a foreign language in a few years or going green, being able to create a plan, being able to discover actions that you want to take, set goals around it, and then kind of hold yourself accountable. And by having it be really social and being able to include your friends and others in the process, what we know is that also holds you accountable, because it's not just setting goals for yourself. It's that others who you're connected to can see that you've set those goals, and that makes you more likely to accomplish them.
Okay, and then I just have to kind of crow a little because I've made it to 8 so far.
I'm nice! Really, that's really good. That's really good. But I'm at 8 too, by the way.
Oh, wow. Now I feel very special.
You're in good company.
I'm still only an 8.
Well, I just want to encourage people because it does make you feel good as you go through and you find more and more things. Like, oh, yeah, I bought organic milk. I've bought organic milk. Or I buy organic chicken, or I go vegetarian once a week, or whatever it is. There's so many things.
That's impactful. People have no idea how impactful just choosing. You know, most people think it's an all or nothing decision to be a vegetarian. And in fact, you know, whether you decide to go with Graham Hill and sort of the weekday vegetarian, or even just one day for a family of four, it's as impactful as upgrading to a high mileage vehicle. People just have no idea that that's how big it is. And then you come to our system and realize, wow, that's worth a lot of points. And that helps people understand.
It was kind of funny, and I felt a little bit like, okay, does this count? Because we've gone vegan for the most part at this point. But in the recent history, we were buying, you know, organic grass-fed beef. So I clicked both of those, and I thought, are they going to question me? Trouble for that?
Yeah, no. We, you know, there are some things that we want to make better and smarter about the system. I think every technology and program does look and say, okay, these are some of the things we want to do. And part of that is, you know, we have built in our system the impact difference for the impact counter between a one-time action, like buy an eco-friendly gift, and an ongoing action, like being a vegan. But we designed the points under the assumption that people were going to probably be checking off phases in things, and so we took that into account.
Well, I think it's all wonderful, and it was enlightening for me who, you know, and I can think of myself as fairly green most of the time. Paul's got something.
Yeah, I'm excited by this. I haven't had a chance to go on the website yet, but I'm a coordinator for sustainability in the municipality in which I live, and I could see this as a very helpful tool to engage citizenry and have neighborhoods kind of in healthy competition with each other to see who helps move the whole town towards our intended goal.
It, very much so. And in fact, what many people don't realize is that the majority of the users of our system are using this in their company. And the head of sustainability for the company has licensed Practically Green as a platform to motivate and inspire their employees to make healthy and sustainable choices, almost like a wellness program, but for the head of sustainability. And so it's just like what you see on Practically Green, except for it's branded for the company. It includes actions and badges and you know, tips inside each of the actions that are very specific to that company and that company culture. And what's been really fun for us to watch, you know, we started with leaders in sustainability like Seventh Generation and Organic Valley, is just to see how inspiring and influential colleagues can be on behavior. And that, in fact, some of our most improved users, it's because they've really been inspired by what their colleagues are doing. And that makes sense when you think about how much time we spend at work.
Well, and then there's that peer pressure thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. Some people, I get asked the question a lot. I said, are you trying to guilt people into being green? And I said, I think if you spend any time on Practically Green, you'll know, if anything, we over-celebrate.
I like that.
Is there any such thing?
It's all about feeling good. You know, this is not. Now, listen, if you feel guilty because you're not doing as well as, you know, your colleagues or your friends, that's your own business.
That is your own thing.
Whatever inspires you, guilt, competition, collaboration. Our goal is just that people feel good for taking that next step, and that each choice makes a difference, and to ignore the messages that say it doesn't matter what you do as a consumer, because it does matter. And while on some individual actions it's hard to measure, in the aggregate and in the collective, it's impactful.
Wow.
There's a sound bite.
Right? I mean, I just, you can't say it any better than that. And we do. We only have like a minute left. Let's reiterate to folks that they can go to practicallygreen.com, right?
Yep.
And I would encourage people, it is fun and it does make you feel good, because really, you know, even if you're not doing everything, you'll find things that you aren't doing right. And I like that.
Yeah.
You can
And if you once you join and you can take the quiz, and that helps you kind of figure out your starting level and gives you a great baseline. The other thing we say to folks is, if you get on there, there's lots of folks from Practically Green that are on there that you can compare, but it is so much more fun to play with friends.
Yeah.
And so invite your friends in. You can connect through Facebook to find them. And really, doing this with a few other people is what really makes it special.
I like that. Play with friends.
Yeah.
Play. Well, it's been fun playing with you this morning, Susan.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we had a chance to get to know each other a little bit, and thanks for all your support and participation in our community. It's been great to get to know you.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Have a great
holiday weekend. Bye-bye.
Yeah, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Oh, she is fun.
Yeah.
And on top of it's a little addictive.
It is, right? And every time I'm like, I want that next 20 points. I want that, you know, and it is. Like, you want to just keep going.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. I can see all kinds of practical uses for it at the municipal community level.
No, so. I was going to say, I know that they have gotten involved with other communities and groups.
Yeah. There we go. Something else
to
organize
else for you
and
to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the eighth day a week.
I got to just say, Becky Streepy has already posted on Facebook, those Green Divas were fabulous as always.
Aww,
she's great.
No mention of the dude. Huh?
Well,
and I'm feeling more token than ever.
Well, all right. So, Paul, why don't you tell us, you are so busy these days.
Oh,
what the heck are you up
great.
To?
Well, we're thrilled to be collaborating with everyone in the room here, the Green Divas and Daily Records Grassroots. We've got the 42nd anniversary of Earth Day coming up on April 22nd.
I'm not even that old. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't remember the first one either. And in downtown Morristown, in one of the most celebrated green developments in the state, the 14 Maple Avenue building and a solar-powered geothermal parking garage.
Wow.
Combining a music and art showcase, a farmer's market and healthy food festival, the Green Divas helping us with a sustainable living expo, the Daily Record, with a hybrid and electric auto show, and a townwide garage sale, which is really great. The springtime, people want to clean out their stuff,
repurpose,
put good things
reuse.
Back to use, that somebody else might be looking for and they don't need to buy new. And again, look for a special section in the
grassroots
section on the 19th. Mm-hmm. And come out and join us noon to 6 downtown Morristown. And
something for everyone.
Absolutely.
On Sunday, April 22nd,
Earth Day itself. How nice of them to put it on a weekend this year.
Thank you. Right. Who figures it out? Seriously.
I don't know. It doesn't happen that often.
The Pope doesn't figure that one out, right?
I don't think so.
Like Easter, whatever. There's some calculation somewhere.
But you'll find some cool things. We've got the Tower Garden, which is a vertical growing medium where people can actually have a garden inside their house in a very small footprint and interesting technologies and just good fun, good food, good people, good fun.
I like the name, the Earth Day Experience. Yeah. Are you experienced? I think a little Jimi Hendrix is in Lorder there, right?
I don't think he's playing that day, but Elvis might be back.
Did he ever
leave?
Much.
Yes. Oh, and our friends at WMTR and WDHA
have
been supportive as well. Yeah, so we're really appreciative. And Covanta Energy, our presenting sponsor, powering us up, and we're thrilled to have them on board.
That and the sun?
Yes. We are hoping for sun.
It's solar-powered.
Yeah.
It is a solar-powered facility, and it seems a little strange to have Earth Day in a parking garage, but because this one is alternatively powered and we're hoping for great weather, we'll be on the roof, in the sun, under the panels. The Dodge, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, big supporter to all the efforts across New Jersey, will be hosting tours of the 14 Maple Avenue building. So you can see the three-story vertical garden, the green roof, the beautiful interior all trimmed out with bamboo trim work. And
such an inspiring place.
Oh, my gosh. It is really incredible.
All right. Well, we burned up another hour, kids.
That was witty banter.
Witty banter. So, listen, stay tuned. Find us on Facebook, Green Divas. It's facebook.com/GreenDivas or thegreendivas.com. Have a great green week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.